Boston Punk off this compilation, NAFITC, original Boston Punk. Good fun, 1977 to 1981. And before that, the Tampoffs with All the Time. I know friends, buddies of the band here, Triple
K. We love the Tampoffs.
Indeed. So I noticed on the site that they've played with them. And before that was Spitz with I Need It. And
we love the Spitz. We like them too.
There you go, the Good North with Art of Translation.
We don't know them, but they're probably nice people.
They look like gentle gents, so, you know, good fun. Yeah, so here we are with Triple Thick. Thank you guys for coming by tonight.
Oh, thanks for playing. It was a last-minute thing. We got asked last Saturday at the MFO benefit at the Abbey, and,
Which was a good show.
That was a good show.
That was Alex's show, right?
Yes, it was.
Coffee and Smokes benefit, that great show that Alex
raised millions of dollars for the radio station.
I understand, so we could have these fat chairs right
here.
Yeah.
We got catering. We got, I noticed a lot of paint on the walls.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of graffiti.
It was a good cause.
It was a good cause. Alex has got one of the best shows in town. If you can get up early on Saturday.
This is true. The Coffee and Smokes.
It's really a good show, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he definitely gets it going early on Saturday. So, although I suppose for some folks, that's when they're just getting to bed. So it's like their sleeping music.
Either way, though, I think it works.
On either end, it's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. It's good.
So we were glad to play it, you know. And we were here a couple years back. You know, it's a hot room, but it's fun.
Yes, indeed. That's true. Actually, it's a good point. It is a pretty humid, tight, you know, not much circulation there as far as the air goes.
Yeah, just so your listeners can envision what we just went through. There was trenches, like mud. It was lots of wet, sloppy, you know, many obstacles that the average listener probably does not know of. Yeah.
The fluids, they were dripping, you know, rivulets.
Yeah, there currently are janitors mopping.
So we should probably just talk about our new record instead of that. which is Wrong Turn Road.
Well, right. Mitch, I'm sorry, real quick, I want to introduce everyone to the band, and then the person talking right now is Mitch, he's a guitar player in the band. And then we got Ty to his radio left, bass players.
Hello.
Ty. Yep. And Jim was the other person just speaking. Drums. And then also, likewise, bass Howie is in the back hanging out. So this is good. I'll let you get back, Mitch. I'm sorry. I just wanted to introduce the band.
Sure enough. Well, thanks. Yeah. Well, we just put out a record we recorded quite some time ago, you know, it just came out recently, and let's see, Howie's on it.
Yeah, what can we talk about the record?
We're not used to talking about the record, to tell you the truth, but it was, you know.
Actually, we're saving that for our lawyers to talk about, because I think there's a lot of legalities that were...
We've had some lineup changes since the record. The record features on lead guitar Jill Kurtz from Caged Heat.
She's considered one of the other players.
Yeah, like we've had a long line.
Well, she's not playing
players
with us right now, so now she went down to other.
And so Charles Hansen is also on there, and we've had Charles in and out of the band.
He's been another player for a while. He's up in the rafters.
Jill's doing the Caged Heat and Little Walters.
Yes,
LWs,
and they're actually really good.
Both bands.
Yeah, she's got some good bands going on. She sounds good on the record.
Right, no longer playing with us, but a very good person, and we wish her the best.
And so she sounds real good on the record, and so does Charles.
Excellent.
And basically,
Johnny O'Halloran.
Oh, that's right.
Bass.
Ty's
Johnny
not O'Halloran on this record. Ty took a hiatus, and this is Johnny O'Halloran on bass. But but we're ready to record another record.
Excellent.
Yep.
Well, I noticed you have much output. We have Wrong Turn Road here that just showed up, and likewise, there's a Honeychild which came too.
So the last couple records.
There's seven CDs, so you never know which direction they're going to come from.
Which proceeds, or which?
Well,
is the
Wrong
most
Turn
recent?
Road just came out, right?
And this is the brand new one.
This year, that's June, I guess.
Yeah. Which, by the way, we recorded at Basement 247 in Alston, Mass, with a gentleman named Jack Younger, who.
Jack's done some really good work in town
lately.
Did
a great job.
He recorded recently the Tampoffs, Conks.
The Tampoffs CD that you just played.
The Conks record just got, we were playing tonight, and actually we'd be there if we weren't here.
Right, we're there in spirit, though.
Uh-huh. Turpentine Brothers, he recorded, and Conks just got signed. A bomb, is what we hear. And so,
excellent, and I understand that this is on Leisure King Records.
That's pretty much
we're signed to Leisure King.
Our moniker.
But they don't do anything
for
us.
That's
pretty
much.
We screw ourselves over.
I understand.
Over.
Taking care of things.
Jack's also done the Coffin Lids in the past year, some stuff from them, and a lot of good stuff.
Just a whole bunch of things that he's done a great job at.
Basement 247, I understand, his whole crew there.
Yeah.
Looking at it.
I want to give Jack a plug because he's a great guy and he does great work.
Excellent. And then I also noticed the mastering done by Nick at New Alliance East.
Nick Zampiello.
He's a master in Zamboni.
He's a mastering master. Yep. He's really, he really pulled it together for us, and so that was a new experience for us because we never really been in a real studio before, mm-hmm. a real mastering.
Right, usually we're in a cage.
Well, Jim's in a cage.
Curls.
Or a sweaty rehearsal room.
Or a sweaty rehearsal room.
Yeah. Thing, yeah.
You know, throw like nuts at him. To
I like
him
it.
Alive, you know.
Yeah.
So
I like
somewhere
it. In the lurch.
So you know,
lurking in the mix.
It was fun to do it, but we just weren't used to it. It's a different sound a little bit. The record's a little, you know, more hi-fi.
Yeah, it was fun to have clothes on for once.
I understand, just to hold it there. Well, this is good. I like that. The triple thick, I mean, I'm already getting the images in my head, you know, based on sweaty rehearsal spaces, beer-soaked beer nuts and...
yeah, lots of nuts in the beer.
That's pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
Of articles of derelict clothing just lying about, so...
Right. So if you want your children to listen to songs that come from...
Triple thick.
From beasts like us, you know, then...
Yeah.
Well,
I like it.
Great future ahead of them.
Yeah. Caveman rock.
Caveman and neo-caveman and and lots of man.
And basically you filled in the blanks for me because I was about to say, you know, where does the name of the band come from? You know, like what is the history behind the band?
Oh, it's nothing sexual. Right. No, not like you would
think.
Well,
of course not. It's caveman. It's triple thick, you know. I like that. It's heavy.
Yeah.
It's very heavy.
Caveman triple. It actually
Well, as legend has it.
Legend has it actually comes from Jim's drum kit, which had a label on it, which is actually, I understand, some kind of pork meat label.
It was a double-thick pork sticker from, the supermarket. And
nice.
We just started playing with Ty, and then I ended up going out and having a smoke and coming back in and walked in the room and was like, hey, I looked at the sticker, it was like double-thick, and then I saw three people. I even saw myself at that point, and I was like... Wow, triple thick.
We is triple thick.
Right, triple
That's
thick, and it just kind of
goes through.
Yeah, it was.
I like it.
It was. You know, because like you know, when you name a band, it's like you don't want to call like the Star Dots or something, or like you know something weak like the Week or something.
Nothing
you know?
Against the Star Dots.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Stardots.com. But if you you know,
Stardate number.
It's hard to find a name for a band, and once you have a name, which just could happen at any point. Like,
yep.
Like leg or arm.
Exactly.
Or, you know, it could be anything.
Random
I don't know.
Thought.
I'll name your band. 1-800. Name
exactly.
your band. No,
so
I won't.
So we've been stuck with it for 5 years and, you know, whatever.
It's good.
Yeah. It's
good.
Pretty much what it is.
Well, it's a recognizable name, you know.
Hear it. You think it's all fun and games until 5 years goes by and then you're just like, wow, I wish I named it like...
Something else,
yeah.
Very well. So I looked here to see some of the... bits about shows you did this summer, and the opening band tour was mentioned, of course, in May and June, and I was really interested to hear more about the creepy guy who came out to see you. Was he at every single show?
In the hospital.
Oh, he's in the hospital now. Okay.
Yeah, no, we tend to get creepy guy at every show we do. There was one in particular where, you know, came up on stage and sang along with us.
Oh, we played at O'Brien's, and it was
particularly catered to that. We don't like it too much, but
well, we let him
actually,
have 10 seconds.
We gave
though,
him 10
was,
seconds
that was
before
nice
we kicked
enough,
him
yeah.
off the stage.
Nice.
That was all right.
But I think he wanted to be kicked off the stage.
He was looking for that exit.
Yeah, he wanted the attention. He wanted
was that the creepy
action.
Guy? It wasn't the guy I'm thinking of at PA's.
Which creepy guy is that?
There's
been a lot.
Guy at PA's too.
There's
Well, there's you know what? There's creepy guys everywhere, and as soon as you know we figure this out, we're just gonna fix it.
That we just get creepy guys.
The creepy guy front.
Yeah,
we've had creepy girls, but that was a couple of years ago. They've networked themselves out to someone else, probably like the Tampoffs, the Charpentine Brothers.
I like it. So the creepy guy front is out there. You just got to be careful. And
There's a silent allegiance to those sort of that sort of behavior.
That's wild. Yeah, no, I was intrigued because I saw that. I was like, muchas gracias to all the bands we play with and the creepy guy who came out to
see creepy guys don't talk to each other, but they know who they are.
We'd like to give them props, though, you know.
Nah, props. I love it.
Yeah,
love it.
By just saying creepy guy, because
exactly.
that's all you have to say. Because
exactly.
it could be, you know.
And they'll know that's me.
Right. Let's talk about the creepy women, though.
Hey.
Actually, none of the women that come to our shows are creepy.
Yeah, they're very
they're
nice.
They're all, you know, beautiful women.
Yeah.
We actually get beautiful women at our show.
I like
show.
That.
Yeah, very gorgeous women. So.
Yeah, wholesome girls. Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. The kind
of. I like that. Yeah. Salt of the earth.
Oh, right.
Yeah, definitely so. Good. So I think on that note, perhaps we should play Trouble Coming On.
Yeah,
you mentioned
good segue. This one features Charles Hansen on lead guitar. Charles is a rock guitar god around town, and you can
yeah, so just come out to our silly shows that we got coming up. You know, the ones that are at the PA's lounge.
You know what we'll do is we'll play this song right here, and then I want to come back and talk about some of your shows.
All right.
But I figure what we do is play this track because this was not performed by you guys tonight.
No, we didn't do it tonight.
And this is great. A good chance to hear some of what's on the new CD that we were just talking about, and then come back and plug some shows. So let's put this on. Trouble Coming On.
That's it.
For all the creepy girls and guys out there.
Right.
And more. Citadel was like the second song on the album, isn't it?
I think so. It's right after Why Don't
That's
We
right.
Sing the Song All Together.
Oh, Satanic Majesty's Request here. Indeed. We're talking old school Stones with Triple Thick and Trouble Coming On. The Creepies, Dispel of all them. We just want the real trouble. That's what we want. Just bring on the pure, good, unadulterated trouble.
We're not much of a fall solstice band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which we must not celebrate right
That's
now.
That's right. That's right. No dancing around the pagan fires, although we do have the husbands at the Middle East, and it sounds like we should jump around their fires. So.
That is a good show that's playing tonight with the Turpentine Brothers and the Conks. Yeah.
Right.
But you'd be there if you already knew about it.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So just go in your pajamas, because I'm sure there's no problem with that.
And thank you for the tip, too. This is a great thing. We were just talking about this band from San Diego, and... four cuties, I guess, from San Diego, so doing their thing.
Three or four.
Only three.
Three or four. Yeah. Three?
So yeah, unless you like cute guys, I think the drummer's a guy. No, he's not. No.
Oh, there's one guy.
Three girls.
Yeah.
Three girls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cute people, folks. Nice people
and
from the
rock.
West Coast. And they rock, yeah.
Which
and they're
even better.
Probably rocking right at this very minute, so.
That's cool. That's cool. So we're not going to hold the band too long, because they're actually going to try and catch the end of the show, but we wanted to talk real quickly about upcoming shows, and... I got your upcoming shows list here. By the way, folks should go to triplethick.com for the band's website. Check it out. That holds all this information and more. That's where I'm catching all my core source information here. It's great. So do check it out.
Side tech here.
Yep.
Exactly.
Don't call us. Just just go on the computer.
So
don't write.
Yeah. October 9th.
October 9th.
Yeah, PA's Lounge.
PA's Lounge.
Yeah.
Next show, and I see you're with the Andrea Gillis Band.
Andrea Gillis Band. Andrea's actually, this is our, she's got a record coming out.
As a matter of fact, Andrea from Red Chord.
Yes.
My friend Tony was helping her out with that.
Oh, so we know Tony.
On that. Tony and I went to school together. Yep. As a matter of fact, a little fact for you guys, we are Tufts grads. Shh, don't tell anybody.
All right.
That we're jumbos. And we graduated together. So
Tony's great,
He's a very nice guy.
Good fun. We were just hanging out. Actually, I was in his studio on Saturday. He was talking about the stuff he did with Andrea and also with the Rudds. So.
All right. Rudds is also a really good band.
So the whole Abbey connection, all that, the good things, whatnot. Yeah.
So looking forward to playing with Andrea. And actually, this band, The Throttles, it's their first show. It's Greg, who used to play in the Coffin Lids. And
the Royal Crowns. Fathoms.
He was also in the Fathoms, and he's a great guitar player. And so it's going to be
it's
a good
pretty
show.
Much his stuff, so it's him branching out to that sort of direction.
Solo thing.
Yeah, instead of just being like an amazing person that plays songs that someone says to play.
Gotcha.
He's actually doing his own stuff now.
Don't play that.
Yeah.
Play this.
Right.
No,
yeah.
I'm doing my own.
Well, I figured it out. I'm going to play my own stuff. It's probably going to blow the whole world up into Neptune.
Throttling.
So.
I like
it. So PA's is kind of exotic. It's way out there in Union Square. I don't know.
Enjoy it. You know? It's a great place.
We played it before. It is an enjoyable place.
It's got some good potential. You right. Know?
Plus, they got
good,
a new floor. You can't go wrong.
A new floor, new paint, and
cheap beer. Yeah, the floor is a little bit like a basketball court, but hey.
Yeah,
a lot of
still,
baseball cards stuck in the bar. Yeah, it's cool.
Exactly.
Very nice people there, though.
Exactly.
And then we get the Middle East. And that's on the 23rd with the Liars and Muck and the Myers. We're really looking forward to that show.
That's going to be a big show.
And yeah, it's great. We haven't played the Middle East in a while. We don't usually play there much, but whenever we do, we have a good time.
Yep. And Muck and the Myers coming off their win.
Their win.
Yeah. Battle of the Bands.
Hopefully they'll give it to a more deserving band. They're really, really great band.
Yeah.
They've been around for a while, and hey. They're one of the best bands in town.
Yeah, we ourselves played that competition and made it to the finals, in Boston, and that was fun. We had a good time.
Interesting.
A little confusing, but we were all.
Ha ha ha!
We played the Roxy. I mean,
right.
It was
right.
It
big crowd.
Yeah. No.
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 No. No. There were more cage dancers than people
which
in attendance.
Which was really cool.
It was weird.
That must have
it was
been
very weird. It was
so
very
they actually
weird.
Had the dancers still going despite the absence of
for the people. Liars for the headliner. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
we didn't get
what
the cage
say
dancers,
about,
but
what can you say about that? Yeah. Right.
I like it. I like
you know,
it.
Right.
We got the creepy guys.
Yeah, we got the creepy guys.
In cages.
I think again, yeah.
The
yeah.
fact that two Boston bands.
In their own little cages.
Two Boston bands made it to the finals, so that was great.
Yeah.
Conks and Mark of the Myers.
That is good.
And it was also a wonderful build. The Downbeat 5 and the Rock City Crime Wave played. So
okay.
It was. Everybody knew it was weird, but it was what it was. You know, it was. I think it was like the first night of that little Stevens thing. They went around to every city and garnered up more coffee and competition and everything, and you know, whatever. But I don't know. It was
good times.
I barely remember it actually. I don't even
out of the woodwork. You know? And you know, the fact that Muck and the Myers won really speaks to how good the Boston scene is.
This is true.
You know,
this
and it's been good for a long time.
And Providence scene too, because that's
true.
The kind
of there's a lot of good music coming out of here, and I think it just gets overlooked.
Sweaty rehearsal spaces.
It's
all about that.
Sweaty nuts.
That's right.
You know, and exactly. Beer soaked nuts.
And the Conks won it, and they went to New York, and that was great for them. That's great exposure. It's all good.
It's definitely a good thing, and running theme here, all local, all good. So,
Boston's got the best rock city in the whole country.
Yeah,
it always has, always will.
Yeah, we've been lucky to share a practice space with the Conks, and you know, for a lot of years now, and they're one of our favorite bands. So hell,
good fun.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that.
There's a whole history.
Well, this is great because you guys got two outstanding shows coming up. You know, right now we're talking PA's Lounge. You got the Middle East upstairs, so this is good stuff. And I think the best thing for folks to do is keep it going, keep going to the shows, come out, support the bands. Because, like you said, I think this rock, you know.
Yeah, support local music, no matter who you're supporting. It doesn't matter because
get out there and
bodies
see
or what
some music
or what needs
turn
you know.
That TV off.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen to that. Yeah. The media bullshit. So crazy. So this is good, guys. Thank you for coming by.
Thanks a lot for having us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Caveman Rock, Beer Nut, Sweaty Rock. We love it. We love it.
Yeah, Creepy
it's
Guys.
All good. Creepy Guys and more in cages.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you, guys, and come back anytime, as always. Thank you for filling in, too, in a pinch.
No, it was our pleasure. We had a great
thing.
Time.
Yeah, sure.
And
MFO. Support it.
Good stuff.
Listen to it.
All local radio. That's right.
Excellent. Well, thanks, guys. And check out the new CD, Wrong Turn Road, Triple Thick. We're going to get onto the tickets now, so give away some tickets. Speaking of local shows.
And, what do you got?
Well, right here. Thank you, sir.
Whoa.
Let me throw in a little background ambiance.
Ask a question.
Ask a question to get the tickets.
No, I just give it away.
Actually, know who's coming. Is Dio and Anthrax.
Dio and Anthrax.
Yeah, we
all
got
right.
tickets
oh.
for that. Where at the Palladium.
Wow, holy.
Friday, next week on Friday, October 1st. Yeah, with Fireball Mystery opening
spreading
up.
Spreading the disease and Holy Diver.
She's coming.
Is she coming too? I don't
know.
Yeah, no tickets for her. We don't. Avalon, they kind of like, you know, the big club. They're too good for us, you know.
That's even better.
Lansdowne Street.
Dio,
but Dio.
Yeah,
on,
I know.
Like,
might want
James?
Those.
Now, how old is he? 60? Right. What? 70? You know? I mean, come on.
He's actually been shrinking, too.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes, he is currently shriveling up. Yeah,
a little
he's
dwarf.
Yeah.
You got to stick him in the oven or something.
And that like guy that. In Anthrax, his goatee just keeps getting longer and longer, and I don't like,
I like that. Maybe that's where Dio hangs out now. It's in his goatee.
Well, he's got more goatee than Dio has got on top, you know.
That's right. That's right.
Those are both creepy guys, if
yeah,
you ask
they
me.
They're kind of strange guys.
But they rock.
Right. The kind of guys that Triple Thick likes to see at our shows.
I like that. I like that. So those are some of the tickets. We also got Lucky Boys at Axis. Confusion, The Matches, and Plain White Tees. That's Monday, September 27th. And then we have tickets, as I mentioned, the Dio Anthrax show next week on Friday. And then tickets for Rachel Yamagata and Tom McRae. I don't know who they are. That's at the Paradise tomorrow night. And tickets for Friday at the Paradise, Assembly of Dust. You know anything about them?
No.
Never.
Sounds
never.
Like metal, Assembly of Dust.
Yeah, yeah. Like light metal, though, because dust is not like dirt, you know?
Yes, exactly. It's porous, small fibers of dirt.
Right, the vacuum cleaners would suck them up and just that they would probably blow the show away.
It's so airy. I love this music.
Right. Nothing that Hoover can't take.
Exactly. A little Electrolux. Metric, Death from Above, Sunday at the Paradise. Tickets for that. And then Gift of Gab from Blackalicious. That's Monday night, September 27th. And Edwin McCain at the Paradise, Tuesday. Jeez, we got all these Paradise tickets. And interesting, because there's no Middle East tickets tonight. There's tickets for tomorrow night. That's about it. But Virginia Coalition, Wednesday, Paradise. And then we skip to Thursday, tomorrow night, Middle East, or TTs, I'm sorry, the Bon Savants, the Comas, and the Brett Rosenberg Problem, and Fervus. And Friday, TTs, Gibby Hayes and the Problem, the Lot 6, and the Fakers. And then Saturday, TTs.
Wow, Gibby Hayes from the Butthole Surfers.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
and his, or actually it says, I think, and his problem.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
I'm sure he's got,
he's got problems, yeah. Saturday, Do Make, Say Think, that's the name of the band, In Out, Seneca, and Mobius Spam. Sunday, TTs, we got the Muffs, Viz Queen, and the Randys. And then Monday at TT's, we got the Dolly Rots, Bang, Sugar Bang. And unfortunately, there's no Middle East tickets. Typically, there is, but not tonight, nor likewise, no Avalon, unfortunately, no PJ. But hey, I think that Dio Anthrax bill.
That's the hot show of the night.
If I had a car, I'd be out there. So
sure. I like Dio in 83, Holy Diver.
Exactly.
Last in Line. And I like Spreading the Disease, early Anthrax, before they did that rap stuff. But
that's right.
I got my strap-on mullet. I'm ready to
go. You go. Get ready to rock.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm really going to be there. I probably won't.
Just
know.
In spirit.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, thanks, Triple Thick. Thanks for coming by. Anyone
thanks
who wants tickets,
you.
They can call us, 617-627-3800. That's the number. We got about
4
minutes. Thanks, Jim. And, so we're all good. And go check out Triple Thick Saturday, October 9th and Saturday, October 23rd. Thanks, guys.
Thanks
a lot. See ya. All right, let's see if we can put one more track on here. This is On the Town with Mikey D. My name is Jay.